My offering has arrived. How odd. The villagers usually announce the arrival ahead of time. Of course, today is the day. So I suppose I would be more surprised if you weren't standing here. Even after all these hundreds of years, they have always been right on time for me. But why are you just standing in the rain? You know, you're going to catch quite the cold if you stay out there. You can speak, can't you? Surely the villagers did not send me some completely uneducated wastrel. Shackle? What is? What reason could you possibly have for being put in chains? How barbaric. You tried to run away. What could possibly compel you to do such a thing? Being chosen as my offering is a joyous occasion. You heard the offerings get eaten and never return. Any true goddess would never help herself to her subject in such a manner. Come with me, boy. I'm not going to hurt you. If you promise to behave, I'll even remove those dreadful shackles. Honestly, even if you were to run away now, you'd likely be lost in my swamp. As powerful as I am, even I can't protect you from all of the terrors that prowl above. So, will you be a good boy for me then? Excellent. Let's get you free then. Really? For the villagers to go so far as to put you in chains. You must have put up quite the fuss. All my years. And I've never seen anything like it. There. You can walk without any issue. Yes? Good. Take my hand and come along then. Don't worry about tracking mud into my shrine. It's just part of life out here. We can relax together for a bit in the sitting room. I'd like to hear more of what you were told of me. Normally, I'd offer to let you rest your head on my lap. But if you're still afraid of me, I won't push. You like that? But I thought I was some sort of man-eating beast to you. You find me comforting? I'm glad. After all, that is what I aspire to be. Then, sit with me and rest your head on my lap, and we can talk for a little bit. So, why don't you tell me more about this little rumor going around? The other boys and girls were teasing you for being chosen. Oh, I see. I see. My dear, they're jealous of you. They want to cast a cloud of doubt over your mind. Which, it seems they succeeded. I'd wager they were hoping you'd try to run away. And they'd be picked instead. Little do they know. Once the decision is made, It's made. And now you're here. Oh, it's quite exciting, really. Another 10 years. Another offering for me. I do hope you're as good as the last one. He was quite a thrill. Or perhaps you'll be even better. What are the offerings? Oh, my dear, what sort of education are they offering nowadays? How can you not know? Well, I suppose you aren't to blame for that. Perhaps I'll have to visit the villages myself and remind them of who provides peace and comfort for them. In any case, it falls to me to educate you. Consider this the first in many lessons to come. I'm going to assume you know who I am, but regardless of that, we'll start at the beginning. I am the deity of this land, the goddess of frogs. Some call me the queen of the swamp. I have many names. To the good people and the creatures of this land, I provide protection, care, good harvests, and good hunts. And all I ask in return is an offering every 10 years. A man who has come of age is to be sent to me. To what end? Yes, I'm getting there. Really, the youth have no patience, do they? You are sent to me to be my companion for a time. Some would even say a scion or a disciple. I provide education and care for you, and you help keep the grounds of my shrine, as well as, let's say, entertain me. Then, after 10 years, it's all done and over. What about all the people who never came back? Of course, that's because I send them out into the world and onto greater things. Really? Do you think after 10 years of being pampered, educated, and molded into a fine person by a goddess, they'd bother to return to the villages? No. They move on to the cities to build a new life. Some choose to spread my teachings, and others settle back into normal life. Many beg to stay, but, well, I have my preferences, and it is very rare that they're fulfilled beyond the 10-year mark. Though, it has happened before. Why? I don't think I've ever had an offering actually ask me why. How odd of a human to question the whims of the divine. But you know, in a way, I kind of like that. Being willing to question things, rather than simply accept them, that makes you so much more interesting. Well then, I suppose I'll satisfy your curiosity. My dear, I have existed for countless eternities, at least when compared to the span of a human life. I get lonely. Do humans not keep and care for animals? I'm not talking about livestock, of course, but actual bonds formed. In a way, it's similar to that. I simply desire someone to care for directly. You know, I provide this land, and I care for all the people and animals in it. But, in some ways, That is such a distant thing, isn't it? Beyond the occasional visitor, I'm distant, even if I am within reach of them. My station in this world is important, but it's lonely. So, I demand offerings, one such as yourself, to keep me company, but more importantly, to keep me grounded and in touch. Actually, it feels quite relieving to talk about this. I can't remember the last time I did. Nearly all the other offerings simply go along with my whims until time is up. Nearly all? Well, yes, there are always exceptions, aren't there? Humans and gods are not so different, in some ways. We're both victims to our own whims and desires. And so, there have been exceptions in the past. Some for the better, and some for the worse. In this case, though, I'd say for the better. Oh, I do think you'll prove most entertaining for me. Now, with all that said, I do hope you're feeling better about things. Excellent. A poor mood would make it difficult for you to entertain me. What do I have in mind? Oh, don't you worry. We'll get to that a bit later. For now, we should discuss your duties and my expectations. Oh, no. You don't have to worry. I am not going to start you on anything serious right away. I know, the trek through my swamps is a bit time-consuming. Plus, who knows how long you were left outside? I would wager, at the very least, you need a full belly and an evening of rest. And I plan to offer you exactly that. An evening of comfort, relaxation, and pleasure. Oh, that's right. Pleasure. You'll be rewarded for all of your hard work. Now, I expect you to help clean and maintain the shrine and the grounds around here. I'll also be teaching you how to properly cook. Yes, that's right. Cook. I want you to be able to make something nice for me. Do I eat? Well, I don't have to, but I like to. A warm, home-cooked meal is quite pleasant. And, as I said earlier, I find such things help keep me grounded and in touch. Something that you'll find is a bit of a trend with me. But more importantly, it's part of your education. By the time you leave me, I want you to be able to take care of yourself in the wider world. Such thoughts are for the future, though. We're living in the present. I'll also likely have you run errands the villages for me. And for that, I'll teach you how to safely navigate the swamps. And, as I said earlier, I'll be helping you with your education by teaching you things the villagers couldn't. Lastly, you'll also be attending to me on a regular basis. I have various, shall we say, needs that have to be met. Yes, needs. You'll find out all about them the more time you spend with me. You see, I think that young men your age need a proper figure in their life. Someone to teach them how the world works, but more importantly, to teach them about the finest joys in life. And with that said, I'd like to get started on your first lesson. Didn't I say you'd have a chance to rest? Of course I did. And rest you shall. You need not do anything but lay back, relax, and let me have a taste. My dear, you should have a little faith in your goddess. Now, off my lap. We're gonna get comfy in my chambers. I take it there's no more protests from you. Good boy. I think we're going to get along great. Well, come along then. We've got a long night ahead of us. Strip down for me. I want to see everything. Truth be told, I am a greedy goddess at heart. And from the moment I saw you, I have been wondering what kind of delectable offering the villagers chose me this time. Oh, don't worry. As I said before, I don't plan on eating you. At least, not in the way you'd expect. I'll certainly be devouring you in another way. Now, disrobe for me. Good boy. Yes, delightful. Ooh, absolutely perfect. I have spent centuries improving the quality of living of the people in my lands. And I can see my efforts are not going to waste. Oh, you have been such an obedient boy for me. I suppose I should return the favor. Yes? Look upon your goddess, then. Serve me well, and you'll be able to have your fill of my divine form any time you desire. Ah, there's the reaction I was hoping for. Ooh, I do so love younger men. You've only just laid your eyes on me, and your cock is already getting hard. Excellent. Oh, the figure of your youth is the only thing that can satisfy an old woman like me. If you like, you may touch me. Ah, yes. Good boy. Grab wherever you like. My soft breasts. My squishy thighs. Ugh. You're interested in my belly. Oh, how odd. Do you like your women a little chubby, then? That's good. Oh, I've received such an interesting tribute this time, haven't I? I'm already learning so much about you. But there's something I'm far more interested in learning about. I didn't bring you here for us to stand around all day groping each other, my dear disciple. On the bed with you. Oh, I do apologize if that was a bit forceful, but I've already been a season without companionship, when I do so wish to indulge my own selfish desires. What am I going to do with you? I told you, I was going to be devouring you, did I not? I have the longest, stickiest tongue that you'll ever see. And I'm going to get a taste of that hard cock of yours. Wrap your dick up and take you to heaven with my sloppy, sticky tongue. Take a look. Imagine how it feels. Your cock is twitching so much. It's dripping in anticipation. This is the kind of pleasure that only a goddess, no, only an ordinary lady can give you. Now, my dear, lay back and let me take you to heaven. Oh, delicious. You enjoy my tongue that much. I'm glad. Oh, your pre-cum tastes so delicious. Looks like you can hardly stand the feeling of my tongue pumping and sucking on your cock, slurping across every last inch of it. Oh, so good. Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. So good. Oh, it tastes so good. I can't get enough of this cock. I can feel your cock torching in my tongue. Oh, here it comes, and I am. Oh, I'm not done with you yet, though. Hold on a little bit longer for me, will you? Mm-hmm. It's okay. You can come anytime you want now. Come to me. Everything. Milk out every last drop. Delicious. So thick and rich. Oh, I've been gifted a truly awe-inspiring disciple this time. Excellent. Excellent. Am I finished? No, no, no. Most certainly not. A young man like you certainly has so much more to offer me. No. You fed me so much delicious cum. It's almost as if you'd been saving up for me. So, I am going to suck you dry. I'm going to drink every last drop of cum that you have. And then, you can rest. I'd ask if you're ready for the next course. But I can see your cock is already getting hard again. Did you enjoy my tongue that much? God, because so long as you serve me loyally, it's yours to enjoy as much as you like. Now, just relax and let me drink deep from you. Did you rest well? What time is it? Just about getting into the afternoon. But for you, it's morning, since you just woke. You passed out in the middle of my feast last night. Oh, you don't have to apologize. I am not disappointed. In fact, you lasted longer than any of my prior disciples. Your body was still willing, and I got my fill. In any case, consider me satisfied for now. What now? Well, I want you to rest and recover between yesterday's journey and my greedy mouth. I imagine you're all worn out. You worked so hard for me. So now, it is time for you to be rewarded. You may spend the entire day relaxing and resting as you please. In fact, I'd prefer it, since tomorrow is going to be a busy day. And as for me, I'll be going off to prepare a feast for us. You need to eat to regain your strength. Of course, you're free to wander the grounds. Just don't go too far. You wouldn't want to risk getting lost in the swamp. What do I plan on cooking? Oh, just some of the finest delicacies the swamp has to offer. Flies and crickets for protein. And we've got some delicious slimy plant roots as well. The look on your face. Classic. Don't worry. I'm just teasing. The villagers regularly bring me the extra food as tribute. And they keep a garden as well. Trust me. Anything we prepare will be fit for a normal palate. I just just enjoy seeing how my disciples react to being told that they're going to eat flies and crickets. Now, do be a good boy for me and get some rest, yes? I'll be on the other side of the shrine, tending to our meal. Mm-hmm. I do look forward to the years we're going to spend together. I have so much more to show you, my dear.